From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. The House of Representatives is expected to begin debate this morning on a bill to overhaul the nation's health care system. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The bill would cover an estimated 36 million additional Americans over the next decade, about 96% of those in the country legally, according to the Congressional Budget Office. But it would also trim spending for Medicare by several hundred billion dollars, raise taxes on the wealthy, and require most Americans to buy health insurance if they don't already have it. Republicans are united in opposition, calling the bill a government takeover of one-sixth of the economy. But their substitute would provide coverage to only about 3 million additional people and wouldn't bar insurers from discriminating against people with pre-existing medical conditions. Still, it's not clear yet if Democrats have the votes they need to pass the measure. A few dozen members are still holding out over disputes regarding language on abortion and illegal immigrants. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is to visit Capitol Hill this morning to try to persuade lawmakers to approve the measure. The president today expressed his sadness at the shooting rampage at Fort Hood, Texas this week. 13 people were killed, dozens more were wounded. The president called the violence heartbreaking and all the more despicable because of where it occurred.
Thursday's shooting was one of the most devastating ever committed on an American military base. And yet, even as we saw the worst of human nature on full display, we also saw the best of America. We saw soldiers and civilians alike rushing to the aid of fallen comrades, tearing off bullet-riddled clothes to treat the injured, using blouses as tourniquets, taking down the shooter even as they bore wounds themselves.
The suspect is a 39-year-old Army psychiatrist who was wounded during a shootout with police. Finance ministers from the world's top 20 economies are meeting today in Scotland. They'll be trying to overcome divisions on a variety of fronts. Larry Miller reports.
The G20 finance ministers and central bankers are focusing on the global economic recovery and how to create a framework to prevent another financial meltdown. The ministers are reportedly split over an exit strategy to reverse multi-billion dollar stimulus packages implemented when the crisis began. Britain's Treasury Secretary Alistair Darling had that on his mind as he opened the meeting.
Once we're through this, we must coordinate our plans for the recovery, just as we've coordinated our response to this recession. And as we draw up our plans, we must accept, too, the biggest risk to recovery would be to exit before the recovery is established.
Another area of divergence is said to be the method of funding expensive climate change initiatives. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. The Philadelphia transit strike might end as early as today. Buses, subways, and trolleys have been idle since Tuesday, when about 5,000 workers walked off the job in a dispute largely over pension benefits. Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell had been acting as a mediator in the talks. He says a tentative agreement was reached last night. He's optimistic that service will resume by tonight. Computer giant Apple Incorporated will open its first French store today in the basement of the Louvre Museum in Paris. Frank Browning reports from Paris.
Apple's products, from iPhones to Bluetooth to the full array of computers, have long been available to French consumers, and there have been plenty of authorized Apple service shops. But France has lagged well behind the rest of Northern Europe in waiting for a full-fledged Apple shop. All that changed this morning as visitors were offered a choice between electronic wizardry and the Louvre's major show of the moment, a massive collection of works by the three Italian masters who competed for fame and favor in Renaissance Venice, Titian, Tintoretto, and Veronese. Apple's chief competitor, Microsoft, opened its Microsoft Cafe a few blocks away last month to promote its Windows 7. But there you can only order drinks and play on the electro toys. No actual software is on sale. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Federal regulators shut down banks in Georgia, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, and California yesterday, bringing to 120 the number of bank failures this year. Georgia has had the most failures, 21 so far, most in the Atlanta area, which has been hit hard by declines in the real estate market. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.